Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India and New Zealand have successfully concluded the historic and mutually beneficial Free Trade Agreement, or FTA. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon held a telephonic conversation and made the announcement regarding the FTA today. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that the FTA between India and New Zealand has set the stage for doubling bilateral trade in the coming 5 years. He said India welcomes investment worth over $20 billion from New Zealand over the next 15 years across diverse sectors. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal asserted that the agreement reflects the growing strategic importance of India in world geopolitics.
This is a free trade agreement with New Zealand, which will not only include trade, education, R&D and innovation, services sector in a very big way, tourism, sports, particularly to benefit our farmers and dairy through technical collaboration, which will help them upgrade quality, productivity, and therefore the incomes of our farmers and dairy persons.
Later, Commerce and Industry Minister held a telephonic conversation with his New Zealand counterpart, Todd McClay, and congratulated him on the successful conclusion of the agreement. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, in a social media post, said the FTA will boost trade, investment, and economic collaboration across sectors. Union Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav today said that the Supreme Court ruling in Aravali Range matter recognizes and endorses the government's sustained efforts to protect the range through Aravali Green Wall Project. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, the minister said no new mining leases will be permitted, especially in protected and ecologically sensitive areas, including the National Capital Region. The minister said that the government is committed towards the development of Aravallis in accordance with the scientific management plan. The Delhi High Court today asked Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and others to respond to a plea by the Enforcement Directorate or ED in the National Herald case. ED has challenged the order of the trial court that refused to take cognizance of its charge sheet against them in the case. The High Court listed the matter for further hearing on 12th of March next year. A Goa court today extended by 5 days the police custody of owners of the Birch by Romeo Lane nightclub, Saurabh and Gaurav Luthra, where a devastating fire on the 6th of this month resulted in 25 deaths. The siblings had fled to Thailand after the incident and were deported to India on the 17th of December. The court has also remanded to judicial custody Ajay Gupta, another owner of the ill-fated club. A ceremonial chadar was offered on behalf of Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the Ajmer Sharif Dargah in Rajasthan on the occasion of the ongoing 814th annual Urs of Sufi Saint Khwaja Moinuddin Hasan Chishti. The chadar was offered at the shrine by Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju in accordance with religious traditions. In Bangladesh, leaders of minority organizations have accused the Muhammad Yunus-led interim government of failing to stop violence, killings and persecution targeting religious and ethnic minorities. The allegations were made today after the leaders held a human chain organized by the Minority Unity Front in Dhaka. The combined index of 8 core industries increased by 1.8% in November this year as compared to the same month last year. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said the production of cement, steel, fertilizer and coal recorded positive growth in November. In women's cricket, second T20 of the 5-match series between India and Sri Lanka will be played in Visakhapatnam tomorrow. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. The hosts have taken a 1-0 lead in the series. The Pro Wrestling League, or PWL, sanctioned by the Wrestling Federation of India, or WFI, has unveiled its new official logo ahead of the 5th season, signalling the league's revival after a 7-year hiatus. The PWL is scheduled to return in January next year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.